Ilhan Omar was elected 2 years ago to the Minnesota House of Representatives. It was an unlikely victory in some ways, and on election night, she became the first Somali-American lawmaker in the country. Here she is talking to voters at a bookstore in Minneapolis during the campaign.
What happens in a lot of marginalized communities is that we think, I don't have a voice. This just has been the thing. I'm not going to be able to make any change, so why bother?
Now a new documentary called Time for Ilhan tells Omar's story. Nora Shapiro is the director of the documentary. Nora, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, what led you to tell Ilhan's story?
You know, I have been interested for a long time in my previous work in stories about new Americans and contemporary life in America, and in particular in my home in Minnesota. And I had also long been fascinated with the Somali American community in Minneapolis. It's certainly the largest Somali community in the United States and possibly outside of Somalia. And I had been looking for a time and was fortunate enough to be introduced to Ilhan Omar almost at the start of her campaign in back at the end of 2015. And I knew, I would say almost instantaneously, that A, Ilhan was a remarkable individual, but B, this was an important story to document. I had little idea at the time how much bigger that story would end up becoming and resonating, but I knew that it was a story that was going to allow me to turn a lens on a lot of issues that are really pressing in America today.
Can you tell a little bit of Ilhan Omar's story, where she came from and how she ended up making this decision to go into politics?
Sure. So in a nutshell, Ilhan grew up in Somalia and had actually a really lovely life there until war broke out, and she, like many other people, were forced into refugee status, and she ended up fleeing the country with her family. She was the youngest in a large family, and they spent about 4 years in a refugee camp in Kenya before they were able to finally end up immigrating to the United States. And she came to this country as a young girl and ended up growing up here in Minneapolis with her family.
And she came into the country not speaking any English, as we just heard in that clip. She speaks it now, but she was starting from nothing as far as the English language, knowing what was going on in the United States, anything, right?
That's right. She tells us a funny story where she says she knew only three words, hello and shut up, and those three words didn't make her a lot of friends. But yeah, so she, you know, she started not speaking the language, being black, being Muslim, and that was the context in which she grew up in America.
Now, there you are. You're making this documentary following around her campaign, kind of looking over her shoulder in a way. What were you seeing? What kind of reactions were you seeing from people in this very democratic part of Minnesota?
What I was seeing, and increasingly so over the course of her campaign. Well, certainly, I'll start with what I was seeing on the inside. On the inside, what I was seeing was an unbelievable groundswell and enthusiasm of young people coming out to get involved in her campaign and for a campaign that was being run differently. And it was young people, people of color, other new Americans, many people who have not been involved in the political process and at those levels, and who have not necessarily felt welcomed. So that was what we were seeing on the inside. Externally, what we were seeing, and increasingly so as the campaign built and went on, was people really responding and resonating, both to Ilhan herself and her campaign, but also the way in which they were conducting the campaign and what they were campaigning about. There was, however, a split, and this is part of what makes good drama and made such an interesting story to document and hopefully an interesting film to watch. This was a three-way race. She was fighting not only a 43-year incumbent, who was a white woman, a feminist trailblazer in her day, in her own right, and I think the longest-serving legislator of either gender at the time in the nation, and then also a Somali male from the same community. And so there were interesting dynamics playing out in that situation.
And you've mentioned a couple times she ran a different kind of campaign. What do you mean by that?
Well, she ran a campaign of inclusiveness and of listening and of reaching out, like I mentioned before, to people who have not been activated, certainly in that district, and one could extrapolate and argue at a much larger level, statewide and nationwide. So she reached out across, you know, she talked about being someone who happened to be Somali and happened to be Muslim, but as a community activist who was looking to represent issues and the people in the district. So she reached out into her Somali community, but she also reached out into the long-term residents in that community. And she also, in a key move, reached out to the young people and the student vote that had been, their participation numbers had been abysmal previously, and largely because nobody had really ever gone and activated and asked those people to get involved. So I think the numbers were something, I may have this wrong, but something like 123. And this is in a district with a gigantic state university, one of the largest in the country, and another college right within this small district. And those citizens, those young people, were not feeling like they were being listened to or represented.
Nora Shapiro is with us, filmmaker, director of the new documentary Time for Ilhan, about the nation's first Somali-American lawmaker in Minnesota. Nora, going beyond Ilhan a little bit, it seems like if there's a wider message, it's that people can come up with a lot of reasons why they're not the political type, the sort of person who'd run for office. Ilhan had many of those, Somali, immigrant, Muslim, black, mom, young, you've mentioned. But maybe people should start to rethink those reasons why they couldn't run.
That's absolutely the case. I mean, one of the best ways to put it, and Ilhan herself has very recently in social media articulated this from a training that she just participated in at the United States of Women. It's this whole idea of turning on its head what some people might look at as barriers and actually turning those into assets. That certainly was the case with what she did in her campaign. And I think there's a really strong and resonating message there. And I think that's a message that you're seeing borne out, a principle you're seeing borne out across the country. People are talking about a wave of women running for office, a wave of black women running for office, a wave of other non-traditional or quote-unquote outsider candidates, because the argument is, and the reality is that we have a much stronger democracy when it's a democracy that truly is representative, and people are hungry for that.
And Nora, the documentary, I believe, is complete. I had, a complete version to watch. Is that going on the road next? How are people going to be able to see it?
Yeah, so we literally are just catching our breath still. We just are back and had our world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival at the end of last month. And then just after that, went on to have its international premiere at the Hot Docs International Film Festival, which is the largest documentary festival in North America. From there, we go on and begin what we hope is a really healthy festival run. We've got several other festivals that are already public and a bunch of other ones that I can't quite say yet, but people should stay tuned. We are in conversations with a number of different potential broadcast platforms. platforms and as well as conversations about distribution. And in addition to all of that, and this relates to your earlier question about this moment and the message of the film, we actually have a really ambitious and aggressive dream for this film in the shape of its impact and outreach campaign. It's our hope to take the film across the country and even beyond and do maybe 1,000 screenings in colleges and universities and grassroots organizations and organizations working with women and organizations working with new Americans to really inspire people to see the film and then take action, whether that be running for office themselves, whether that be getting involved and working in a campaign on behalf of one of these candidates, or at a minimum, simply showing up and becoming active, whether that's registering to vote or going out and doing a door knocking or getting involved in local government or local organizations to get more people thinking of themselves as being in the game and getting a seat at the table and getting an important seat at the table.
Nora, thanks for joining us today.
It's been a great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Nora Shapiro, director of the new documentary Time for Ilhan. She was with us to talk about the documentary and the story of Ilhan Omar, the country's first Somali American lawmaker.